mobile.
Kent, NC9B bubble. Hope you're doing well today. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day.
All over here. Yeah, looks like it'll be another pretty warm one, right?
Yesterday, but the old air conditioner in that truck I was driving is working good. Unfortunately, the electrical issues are still there.
Perfect. It's hard for them to get everything right, isn't it?
With all kind of time and effort in this one. So I'll be driving a different truck today. I dropped it off yesterday afternoon to let them work on it. And they didn't have another truck to give us. So they don't have one available maybe at 7 o'clock this morning. So we'll see. But they've already lined me up with a truck. Probably be another freight liner, darn it.
I think it was Friday a week ago. I was right here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. It was pretty heavy traffic and everything. And I heard we were stopping. I heard something go, whoa. And I thought it was somebody rear-ended somebody. And it was a tractor trailer. He stopped and the whole hood unfolded out onto the road.
The tractor trailer fell onto the road.
You know how you pull it from the front and open it up. It came all the way down to the road.
Something so it didn't latch it back closed.
That's pretty embarrassing.
It'd be so much for doing a good pre-trip on that one, huh? I guess he overlooked that part. Did mine all the way yesterday. Followed, looked under the hood, checked everything, and I did what I was supposed to do.
How many trucks come rolling in there, man. They're all beat up. Half the tires got nails in them.
The video the other day, it's funny, they have the weigh in motion on the scales. They can tell you if you got a tire that's low as you're rolling down the highway. That's pretty smart.
They do that.
But apparently they can tell you exactly which tire is the one that's giving the issue. So, I don't know. I've got the technology out there at them stations now.
You got me some tire monitors for the camper for Father's Day. So, that's going to come in handy.
Yeah, a set of those. I like to have two sets, actually. I put one on my camper and put another set on my utility trailer. And both of them have tandems. They're almost worth their weight in gold. I got them in the car here, and I got them in the truck. And the wife, Charleston, apparently she went to Charleston, she picked up a nail. Actually, not a nail, it's a screw. And how she noticed it before going totally flat was the TPMS sensor went off. And she got them looking at it, sure enough, there's a nail in there, or a screw. So, she got that fixed before it became an issue on the highway, which is a good thing. NC9B.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, Susan, she's going to work one day and said, hey, my tire says it's 28 pounds, and that, but it doesn't look bad. And then when she come out of work, it was still 28 pounds, and so she drove it home. Man, it was six nails in about 3 inches.
That's a lot of nails. Were you able to get it fixed, or did you have to get a new tire?
Get a new tire.
The one they, I guess it'd be my nephew, my wife's side, he fixed it, pulled the screw out, and plugged the tire. And it's got 32 pounds of air in it, which, you know, as it heats up, it's up to 33 now. So I got 35, 36, and 33. But it's not changed, so when I get around to it, I'll even it up with the other ones. But it seems to be holding very well.
Tires take 43.
I keep 65 all the way around in my truck.
CEF.
NC9B.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
NXY. Everybody come out this morning. NC9B.
And
W4FCM listening.
Yeah, I didn't hear this morning. Yeah, I'll pick it up. KF4NXY, David.
Today. Welcome, everybody. Andrew, what's doing your plate? Haven't heard you in a while.
Oh, we just got back from Scout Summer Camp last week. Well, Saturday, but it was nice to at least get Monday off.
My first run yesterday, boy, and I ended up going over to one of the plants over there at Duncan, and nobody told us. They were shut down for the weekend, anyway. I guess they're celebrating Juneteenth yesterday. So I've got a load of my trailer now. I got to take over there first thing this morning.
We had it at BMW. It was 4 or 5 years ago. They get off that first Monday.
Because it was the 19th, it was the 16th, so I guess that's all you say, it's the first Monday, huh? I wound up getting there, and I had nobody there. Poor guy was, I guess, I don't know how far he had driven to get there, but I went by later on in the afternoon, because I had to pick up a trailer, and he was still sitting there. I guess he's in his cab sleeping.
Up yesterday, and he ain't supposed to deliver until Friday. Things are scheduled, and he couldn't get unloaded. He'll have to come back.
You didn't pay attention to the fine print, huh? Didn't see that, Pete.
Put that in there, so where's
it? I didn't catch that.
Dispatch would have him there so early.
Ain't no telling. And we had one come by the other day, and the guard made him mad. He just went on back to Duncan, dropped his trailer, and went on and did something else.
Going on these days? Andrew, I figure the dispatches, you know, the job comes in, send somebody on it. They don't look at the dates on them things.
I know it's kind of rough asking somebody to do their job. Anything going on since I missed all last week?
Gone last week, too.
Today. Might be why everybody was quiet yesterday. Dave, where was everybody last week?
And set up to get some surgery done. Going to get it done on the 10th of July and ought to help a lot with my back pain.
Patrick, making the bionic man.
I've got an insulin pump, eyeglasses, hearing aids, and then this gadget will be running leads into my spine and be installed in my hip. So a guy that does some yard work for me told me I was going to be RoboCop.
$10 man.
When you add a... If the insurance wasn't kicking in, I'd probably owe that much. KF4NXY.
Hard time making it through the TSA and the airport screening.
You're going to give me a card to show to them before they scan me. But I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Situation? Okay, well, I'm going to check my high beams, which they were off. They were on low beam. But it was on my side of the road when he did it. Interesting. NC9B.
Patrick, did he have his surgery and he was back home? My internet was real spotty last week.
Surgery, everything went well. I did the full knee replacement on him. And he's home. He says he's getting around with a walker around the house already, so I guess he's doing good. No, he was on the radio yesterday. I didn't take him to lunch one day this week, but he says he can't go. He's not supposed to go anywhere except PT for the next 2 weeks.
Not 2 weeks.
Or to do what Miss Elise says for him to do. Excuse me, I gotta go to work.
For my exits, I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final.
coming in this morning. Good to hear your voice, and take care. Have a great day, NNC9B.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. Good to hear you. KN4, TFW.
KF4, NXY.
Well, the station's in there.
You're kind of hanging around. Haven't heard anything out of Dude in a while. I guess maybe he went to the beach.
The place to be right about now, right, Ken?
KN4TFW. Yeah, we just got back from there, and we're going back in a different beach in 2 weeks. So that'll be good, but man, it was hot.
My younger days, I loved it. Getting hot and sweaty and blowing sand, that don't mix with me anymore.
It's going to be a hot weekend here. It's supposed to be real feel. It's supposed to be like 101.
I'm a little upset. It's the mid-80s up at the house. It's a little warmer than what I like up there in the mountains.
And we're supposed to go over to Clayton, Georgia, Saturday to see some fans out.
Land up until Waynesville. That'll be July 26th. Well, do we have anything planned till then?
Back down at Honey Island. End of July, we're down at Honey Island. And 4th of July, we're down there at St. Augustine. Thinking about lining up something for Jekyll Island, maybe late August or September.
Jekyll Island. I don't know. That's a long way to haul my camper.
Yeah, just a little bit further than like going down there to Hunting Island. You know, so maybe it won't be too bad.
I've had the camper out since last year. So it'll be interesting. I don't want to take a trip somewhere. If all this camping season comes up, start using it on a regular basis. Make sure all the kinks worked out.
I adjusted the brakes, before we carried it out, and that everything was real cool, nothing was running hot, so I was pretty pleased.
It's important to get the brakes adjusted properly, get the right amount of input to them so they stop nicely. Not on my utility trailer, you have a load on it, you got it set one way, then you take the load off, and it wants to slide everywhere, so you got to loosen everything up again. It's important.
I heard that if you got on it kind of hard, it was wanting to try to lock up. And then, so I got them all adjusted pretty even. It works pretty good now. And then I adjusted the gain on it so that it, didn't come on so hard.
Find out one of your tires is wearing more than the others. Came here and his smoke blowing off one. It's no fun.
I was coming off of 290, getting on 25, headed back north than that. And it tried to lock up a little bit. You could hear it.
All the trailers I pulled yesterday had written it up for the tandem's driver's side front tire wearing unevenly. I said, well, let me walk by there and look at that again. Walk by and looked at it. I guess they replaced the tires. They'll throw off the tires. Resolve the issue today, because that's the trailer I'm pulling this morning, and double check it. If it's okay, I'm gonna tell the guy, hey, take that, resolve that issue, get it off there, because that's not an issue.
Picking up or something like that.
They had a flat spot in it. I was like, who the heck hauled that thing that far to make that big a flat spot in the tire? All the steering wheel holders or drivers. One or the other. Well, I'm here pulled up at work. You have a great day. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather and stay cool. Stay cool, my friend. And see that. I'm going to be clear on yours. Hopefully get you done the law here.
Good to talk to you this morning, and be safe out there driving up and down the roads. We'll catch you later. KN4 GFW.
And Leon, KF4 NXY.
We'd leave you hanging out there. I didn't see 9 feet.